Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of On a Heater Podcast featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend, Kiwi. You know, once again, I really don't have any quips today, so, you know, as usual, we're two blundering idiots, you know, going on and on about sports like we'd know to a thing or two. Jesus Christ, I can't even get the words out. Anyway, Kiwi, hello, how's it going?
My apologies to everybody right away. I'm a little under the weather today, so please excuse my sick noises that I might be making.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. Didn't really want to miss the episode, though, you know?
Understandable. Understandable. Respectable, really. Respectable. But, you know, leading us off, just kicking right into it. Not a football pun, because we're starting with baseball again. I feel like we've kind of gotten ourselves into a groove of starting with baseball right now as it's, you know, starting to wind down. I feel like it's a nice leadoff sport for us, you know, getting into the World Series even. But speaking of the season starting off next year from the recent hurricanes that have ripped through Florida in the Tampa area, it's the Rays, not the Marlins, because I screwed that up last week. Tropicana Field will not be open for the start of the season. All I'm saying is Oakland has the chance to do the fucking funniest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
They got, you know, the Coliseum just ready to go.
They were like, hey, you guys want to just like come play the first little part of the season?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, why not, right?
No, literally, like free stadium.
No kidding. You know, free stadium. Oakland fans that exist get their sports fix because it no longer exists there. And, you know, everybody goes home happy when the Rays go back to Tropicana.
How funny would it be if the Rays went to the Coliseum to play and then they had the A's on the schedule while they were there? And so the A's, in fact, did have to go back to Oakland.
That would be so funny, actually. Honestly, that'd be really hilarious. I actually kind of hope that happens.
Where's the prop bet on that?
Jesus Christ. DraftKings, yeah. Everybody, set it up. Come on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Not sponsored. Soon to be sponsored. Sponsor us, DraftKings. Anyway, a little Boston news this week. Boston Red Sox, Yoshida, surgery on his shoulder. Unknown status for season start. I feel like, you know, we're a little bit of the ways out here. Although, you know, shoulder surgery can be really taxing, especially, you know, when it comes to months of recovery time. But some of these guys, yeah, I feel like they're studs.
Well,
right,
said, you know, like the super athletes,
yeah,
always heal faster, so
exactly. So I mean, unknown status for season start. He'll probably be there for spring training, maybe like latter half of spring training, but I think he'll be there.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, probably back half, back third.
Mm-hmm.
Spring training is just so long now.
Oh,
it feels,
yeah,
like.
Well, that's what I was. I mean, that was my whole shtick about, like, you know, preseasons being too long, you know, when we were talking about that kind of stuff. You know, shrinking them all down. Spring training doesn't need to be as long as it is. It does not. It does not need to be that long.
It feels
long.
Like it's forever.
It does. Because, I mean, then we have until, I mean, we're still in baseball right now with like the LCS and that kind of stuff. And the World Series won't get
it's
done.
Literally like March to November.
Yeah. So
might as well just add the other three freaking months in at this point. You
no,
know?
No kidding. I mean, you might as well play in winter, play in winter in the South. Do it. Do it now,
no
baseball.
Kidding.
Do it now.
Speaking of the playoffs, we have a little LCS check-in for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, as of this moment, Thursday, October 17th at 6:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Game 3 of the Guardians-Yankees is on right now. Guardians are leading the Yankees 2-1, bottom of the third. Yankees have the series 2-0 right now. The Dodgers-Mets, the Dodgers lead the series 2-1. They're going into Game 4 on October 17th at 8:08 p.m. So, Mr. Pop-Tart, who do you see winning these series?
I don't think the Yankees close it out tonight, but I think they close it out maybe game four.
I could see that. I could see that, honestly.
I mean, they've put up 4 shutouts in their last 5 playoff games, not including today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of hard to beat. I feel like the other one's still kind of a toss-up. I feel like Mets Dodgers still kind of a toss up.
I feel like Mets Dodgers is going to go the distance.
Like, the fact that the Mets even won one game against the Dodgers should say that they're capable of being able to beat them.
I think so.
So,
I just, if the Mets need to win today, though, like, they need to win today.
Well, tomorrow.
Well, yes.
Or whenever.
No. Tonight. They need to win tonight. They're playing tonight.
Oh, they also play tonight. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah. Today is the 17th.
Staggering. I thought they used to stagger the games.
I thought so, too.
Why do they have them both on the same night?
I don't know. Because it's also strange, right? Because it's game four for the Dodgers series, and it's game three for the Yankees and Guardians.
Yeah, so they still stagger in the amount of game, like when the start of the games are, but but they have them on the same day now. That's weird.
It's strange.
I don't like that.
I'm not the biggest fan either. I'd like to see that change a little bit, maybe in future seasons. Although,
yeah, go back to alternating every night.
Although, I guess right now it doesn't particularly matter so much because
it extends the season.
Well, yes, it does, but also the World Series is the next round. So, you know, I guess it doesn't particularly matter in that sense of like this season. Future seasons, I guess that would be a pretty decent change.
When are they gonna start having two World Series games a night? Doubleheaders every night.
Could you imagine?
Dude, that'd be crazy.
Could you imagine? Oh my god. That'd be so stressful as a fan.
Dude, you could literally just win the World Series in two nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts.
That would be insane. Shifting it over a little bit here for football. Detroit extending McNeil 4 years, $97 million. Not a bad little contract.
I mean, they basically they got some money to spend, right? Because does football work the same way hockey does? So whenever you're on the IR, your cap space comes off. I mean, the
I
cap's
think so.
Stupid in football, anyways. But
the cap doesn't make much sense to me anywhere, really. I mean, I understand how the caps work in each of the sports, but it's just like so nonsensical, it feels like at times. So I think so. Don't quote me on that. I'd like to say yes, but I don't know. I think it's a good signing. I think that they got away with that one. I mean, we'll see what they do, because all those rumors about Max Crosby going around too, you know, and he's got a pretty hefty salary himself.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm surprised nothing's done yet. I feel like if he was seen in Detroit, like,
it would have happened already.
Done by now. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Also out of Detroit, Aiden Hutchinson. I don't know if you saw that video.
No.
That
was live. It was terrible.
Brutal.
It was terrible.
4 to 6 months with a broken ankle. Lucky it's not longer.
It could have been career, honestly. Like all things aside, he did get a little lucky. He could have been done.
Yeah, that was yikes to watch.
Yeah, it was very very painful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Out of New York, the Giants left tackle Thomas out for the season after a Lisfranc surgery. What the heck is a Lisfranc?
I don't actually know what Lisfranc surgery is.
I was like reading the article about it, and like everybody was acting like they knew exactly what it was, and I'm like, then say what it is.
A surgical procedure that repairs broken or dislocated bones in the midfoot or middle part of the foot.
Okay. So it's a broken foot, basically.
Foot surgery. Okay. Oh, okay. Because I mean, you have a lot of tiny bones in your hands and feet, so it's basically like the part of your foot, like right below the like base of your ankle.
Yeah,
is what it looks like.
And then coming out of New Orleans, Rashid Shaheed injured during his surgery, out for the season.
That's rough. You know, you go in there for a light surgery thinking you're just going to be out a few weeks. You get out of surgery and the doc tells you, we fucked up.
Yeah, so it was a partial meniscus tear, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was. And they made it worse.
Everything I know about the meniscus is it's kind of delicate.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me wonder if this was like, I mean, like, realistically, there's not, doctors shouldn't be making accidents, especially doctors that pro athletes go to see, you know, you would think that they would be like top notch.
Yeah.
But it does happen. So, you know, hopefully there's no ill will against this doctor or anything, but yeah, it definitely sucks for Shahid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a loss too for the Saints. You know, they've been struggling with injuries as it is anyway, with like Derek Carr going down and having to play Rattler at QB, you know, so, and then just, you know, losing other players and now losing Shahid for the season. It's like, oh my God, yeah, that team fell apart quick.
It's a tough place to be in.
And especially in that division where it's like, it feels so easy to win. You know, and now you're with all these injuries.
Well, I mean, you have the Panthers, right? So you at least get two wins every year.
That's true. That's very true.
Moving in, we had a few trades this week. You want to walk us through those?
Yeah. So the New York Jets, to nobody's surprise, they traded for Davante Adams from the Las Vegas Raiders. For whatever reason, for a fourth round pick, mind you, from the Jets, the Raiders,
$71 million contract.
Yeah, the Raiders got away with this so hard. They got out of that shit contract that they signed, like you said, $71 million. Gave the whole thing to the Jets, and got away with a fourth round pick. You know. Yep. I sit there and I look at that and I'm like, how stupid are the New York Jets? Is Aaron Rodgers really just GMing that team?
Probably. Probably.
Like, he stomped his feet and he got Alan Lazard. He stomped his feet. He got Robert Saleh fired. And now he's stomping his feet and the Jets are picking up a $71 million contract on an aging wide receiver.
Expect an announcement for Jordy Nelson to come out of retirement.
No kidding. He'll sign a $70 million deal as well.
one year, $70 million.
The sneaky second backup trade that happened. I know Buffalo was also in on Adams. I'm sure the reason why the Raiders went with, you know, the Jets instead of going with the Bills was because the Bills were probably saying, you need to eat some of the salary for us to take him. He's an aging wide receiver. We're willing to compensate you, but we're not paying him. So they went with the Jets, who were like, yeah, we'll take $71 million contract over 2 years. For sure. Yeah, for sure. However, the Buffalo Bills snuck in against for the Cleveland Browns for a third and a sixth, Cooper and a seventh. What a get.
$800,000 salary, too, by the way. $800,000
salary.
He literally costs them nothing.
And he's kind of wasted in Cleveland. You know,
everybody's wasted in Cleveland right now.
That's true. I mean, I will say, you know, he's waned in skill, it seems like, to a degree.
He's getting old, right?
He is. But but he's still got some juice left. And I think with a quarterback like Josh Allen, he's going to be pretty good. I think he's going to be pretty good in Buffalo. So I think it's something to watch there. I think it's going to take a few weeks to getting, you know, accustomed to each other. But I think the kind of quarterback that Josh Allen is, I think they're going to make it work. That's
if you can't throw to him, he's just going to start running the ball anyway. So.
No kidding. And you know what? You know what else? It's only $800,000 because everything else was converted to signing bonuses. So what do you got to lose? You know, you get away. You get away with it, you know, because you either have this stud wide receiver for nothing, or you have, oh, well, we wasted $800,000 on a nothing trade, and we gave up nothing for it, really.
Basically just a third round.
Yeah.
The sixth and the seventh are just formalities, in my opinion. So.
No, for sure.
Yeah, but, that's crazy.
Another trade, you know, continuing this trade train. Minnesota went out and acquired Cam Akers and a 7th from Houston for a 6th round draft pick. Pretty good. I think that's a pretty good deal. I mean, you know, Houston kind of already has their feature back with Joe Mixon. So dropping Cam Akers off at a halfway decent team, you know, do a little right by him.
That he's played before and likes to play with.
Exactly. So. Exactly. You know, do right by Cam Akers and do right by Joe Mixon. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think that's a win-win for both teams.
Yeah, no, I like this trade.
I think it's honestly probably the best. Well, I wouldn't say the best trade. I think the Cooper trade is probably my favorite of the three. The Jets one is laughable, and I think the Minnesota one is just good. I think it's just a good deal.
Yeah. Yep. Nothing too crazy to comment on that one, but all right, we're moving into my favorite / least favorite segment and your confusion.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Steelers and the Cowboys for a little bit. We'll start with the Cowboys.
Okay. Right.
They're more fresh in my mind. Well, okay. They're not really, but we'll start with them. Jerry Jones said he likes the team the way that it is, but it was a little bit of a shock getting blown out by the Lions. Can you just point to me what's wrong with that those two statements?
Does he look at his own roster?
I don't think he does. I don't think he knows who plays for the team. I think he sees Dak, he sees Zeke,
uh-huh,
and he sees
CeeDee Lamb,
and he says, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. We're the best team in the league, for sure. Dude,
your defense looked like they played for the Carolina Panthers last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. That's a big problem.
They weren't good.
And don't get me wrong, I love seeing the Cowboys flounder, but what the heck? What are they doing down there?
It was kind of it felt like a brain dead comment. You know what I mean?
It felt like they were playing against a non-seeded college team.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was like he was shocked that, you know, like it almost felt like, you know, they were playing the Giants or, you know, like the Panthers.
You guys got, and they got slack in touchdown.
Yeah.
One freaking touchdown. Did you see they blurred out the score at AT&T Stadium,
mm-hmm,
so the fans didn't have to keep looking at it?
Yeah. How much you want to bet that and was Jerry Jones's call?
And you're just docked about their performance and you like the team how it is?
I don't think anybody should be shocked.
Jerry Jones needs to go. He needs to sell the team. I mean, he's going to go soon anyways, right? Because he's 4 million years old. But
true.
Oh, and this was all happened on his birthday, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that. That's my favorite part about the whole thing.
It's like it happened on his birthday. He owns and makes decisions about, mm-hmm, sucked.
Yep.
All right. Let's move to the Steelers.
Oh, boy. This is. I think I know what you're going to talk about here.
I want you.
Yep.
To give me a singular. Actually, no, let's make it two because I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
I want you to give me two reasons why you would make the conscious decision to start Russell Wilson over a quarterback who has kept you well over 500 record for the start of the season. Go.
You can't. Number one. You can't. You can't justify that. Number one. Number two, I mean, if you're going to try and rationalize this in some way, shape, or form, I don't know.
It's the veteran presence. It's literally the only thing I can think of.
At this point, I don't even know if it's the veteran presence because, like, Russell showed us what he's got left in Denver.
And it's nothing.
He doesn't have anything left. What is he going to show you in Pittsburgh that he hasn't shown you? At least Justin Fields is young still, and he can learn. And he has learned, and he's looked pretty decent behind, you know, that line in Pittsburgh, and he's a winning record right now, so why not just ride the hot hand? What are you doing?
No, literally. That's and that's just why, like, that's why I had to mention these two teams, because it's just driving me absolutely insane that teams. I could have thrown another team on here too. I'll step to them in just a moment for a brief second. It's driving me absolutely insane that teams are run the way that they are. Like, it's right in front of your face.
It's so dumb, bro. It's so dumb.
The other team that I think is just an absolute disaster right now, like, bench him. Cut him from the team. I don't want to see Deshaun Watson again.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I think the only reason that they're still...
is because they're paying him so much money.
Yeah. It's because they made the boneheaded decision to sign him to that contract, and they're stuck because it's all guaranteed money. It's all guaranteed money. They got so effed over. He has more sexual assault cases resolved than he does touchdowns thrown this year. Let that sink in.
I think there's like three quarterbacks right now that don't have more touchdowns than him.
Mm-hmm. And they all kind of stink, you know?
Yeah, it's like Andy Dalton. I don't even know who the other two would be. Like
Drake May, Jacoby Brissett. Just because
I feel like Jacoby Brissett has more touchdowns than
he only has two this year. Mm. Only two touchdown passes.
I guess a lot of the other ones that you guys have or have not been getting are rushing touchdowns, I suppose. So
yeah. Yeah.
All right. But that's what I wanted to do for that. I also want to ask your opinion on a couple of other things here moving forward. Okay. I'm gonna give you some names.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me by what week, if you think they're gone.
Okay.
If they're fired.
Okay.
Peterson, Jacksonville.
If he loses in London, he's done.
All right. Oh, they're playing the Patriots, by the way, for those who didn't know. So, yeah, I would agree with that sentiment.
Yep.
McCarthy in Dallas.
If they miss the playoffs, he's fired.
Do you think it makes it to that point if they continue to lose?
I think if they have another horrific loss, then maybe he gets fired then. But otherwise, I think Jerry's just going to ride it.
Because he's on, like, chance three or four at this point, right?
Yeah. I don't think Jerry's going to want to make a change mid-season unless it's another horrific loss. You know, I think that Jerry Jones is a very temperamental person. So I think
he just doesn't know what's going on. But
I think if they miss the playoffs, I think McCarthy's gone.
All right. Strani, Philadelphia.
If he has another boneheaded press conference like he had, he's gone.
My God. Yeah, no kidding. Allen, New Orleans.
I don't really think that's his fault this year. I don't know that it's his fault. I just think
they don't have enough to work with.
I think that their GM is the one that's kind of screwing him right here. I would give him at least halfway through the next season.
Okay. All right. That's fair. And then DeBull in New York Giants. Might I remind you?
He's probably done after this year.
What? Let me pull up. I think I sent you this stat. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Yeah, here we go. Daniel Jones has not thrown a touchdown pass at MetLife in 21 months, and they're paying him $160 million.
Yeah. I still think that he's probably going to survive through this season at the very least. The Giants don't typically fire their head coaches mid-season.
That's fair. Do you think he tries to figure out Daniel Jones, or do you think Jones is done?
I mean, their backup isn't much better.
He could maybe throw a touchdown at MetLife.
That's true. He probably could. But I don't know. I don't really have a lot of faith in who's their backup? Tommy DeVito and Drew Locke. Maybe Drew Locke Maybe
Drew Locke could do it. Second backup. Tommy DeVito is absolute ass.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe Drew Locke can get it done. I guess we'll see.
I mean, he threw a couple touchdowns for Denver.
It's true. It's true he did.
So
maybe he can get
more interceptions, but Daniel Jones has thrown more of those too than he has touchdowns. So, all right. I think that's going to do for my short pop quiz for right now.
Okay.
We'll do it again in a couple of other sports.
Very
trying to diversify our points here, our topics a little bit.
Okay. Very cool. Speaking of diversity, how about the minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders approved one Thomas Brady?
I did see this. Did you see that this is the most genius brain thing of all time?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets paid an exuberant amount of money for broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
And then he takes that money and he goes and he buys a minority stake in the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when that's approved, all these rules now apply to him of things he can and can't do.
Yep.
Basically, those rules prevent him from doing his broadcasting job.
Pretty much.
So he's essentially getting paid all this money to do nothing.
He just shows up and talks about the game, and then that's it.
Yep.
Because he can't say anything negative about any of the officiating. The yep. That's so funny to me. I unironically love that. You know, good for him. Good for him. It's, you know, good for him becoming minority owner. Did you, you know, I just want to put this out here. So there were rumblings going around that Brady was talking to, what's his name? The majority owner of the Raiders. I can't remember his freaking name. The bowl cut guy. No, what? Gruden? No.
Oh,
I
can't think of his name.
Mark Davis. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I heard that he was talking to Mark Davis and they made a call to one Bill Belichick.
Oh, Jesus
if he
Christ.
Wants to coach the Raiders. Unconfirmed sources, unconfirmed rumors, but I heard that it was circulating around. I saw it floating around online. I don't know how true it is.
Crazy that your quarterback that you coached is now your boss.
Could you imagine?
That would be nuts.
That'd be
that
insane. Be Brady hands over the keys to the Raiders to Belichick. That'd be hilarious.
Oh my god, that would be crazy. Just another one little quick more note before we get into the preheated primetime preview.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears Commanders game for week 8 has been flexed into the 4:25 Eastern spot on CBS. Clearly this is because Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are playing so well and they want to see that head-to-head matchup. So
yeah, no, much deserved. Easy decision.
And can flex we get the Jets out of primetime?
I'm sick of seeing the Jets in primetime.
The Lions play the Vikings this week and it's not a primetime game.
No kidding. Like that,
the Chiefs play the 49ers. Like
make
like
it make
three,
sense.
There's three matchups that are way better.
Make it make sense. Yeah, Lions, Vikings, Chiefs, Niners.
There's one other one. Who do the Bills play?
Bills, Titans.
No.
Well.
Who do the Ravens play? Or the Bengals.
There
might actually be the Bengals.
Ravens Bucks is Monday night and Chargers Cardinals is Monday night. Doubleheader night.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, that's this Monday. We're talking next week.
Next week. You're right. Bengals Eagles.
That would honestly be a better game.
Texans Colts.
Oh, that's that one. That one should be in.
Bills Seahawks.
Honestly, all of these are better options than the freaking Jets. So,
yeah, Chiefs Raiders is what's next.
But anyway, speaking of prime time,
yeah, it's time for the preheated prime time preview. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, jeez.
Oh shit. Anyway, I hope that picks up.
Yeah, it did. Starting in about a little over an hour and a half here, we have Broncos at Saints on Amazon. Who you got?
I think I'm going to go with the Broncos. I'm not a fan of this game. The Saints are hurt. They're not doing well. I think the Broncos are starting to sort of find their footing with Bo Nix at QB. I think that they're just going to kind of take this one. It's going to be a close game, low scoring game.
I don't think he had a touchdown last week.
He didn't. I don't think he did, but I think that they're still they're doing okay. They're doing okay. And that's, you know, a little better than what the Saints have been doing these last few weeks.
Honestly, I just don't love this game as a whole.
Yeah, but not a fan.
I think I'm gonna just for diversity, I'm gonna say Saints.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Honestly, you know, and just a reminder, this is over on Amazon Prime, so go watch it. You know, obviously, this is, you're seeing this past it. So if you've already seen it, good job. It's on Amazon Prime. moving over to Sunday night, Jets Steelers. I'm not a fan of this one either. And I'm
this one makes me throw up.
Less of a fan if Russell Wilson is the starter for the Steelers. If Justin Fields is the starter this Sunday, the Steelers are going to win this game. If Russell Wilson is the starter this Sunday, the New York Jets are going to win this game.
I'm also in the Jets, though, because I believe that Russell Wilson essentially is all but confirmed to be the starter.
Yeah. So, not a lot of faith for me this
game. This matchup sucks. There's some bad ones this week, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Kicking off into our doubleheader, Kiwi. Ravens Bucks Monday night, ESPN 8:15. Who you got?
I got the Bucks, actually.
Okay.
I think they've been pretty solid. The Ravens have faltered here and there. Lamar still doesn't have a ton of support except for Derrick Henry.
It's true. He doesn't have a ton of support, but they still get it done in the offensive zone. And I feel like sometimes the Bucks seem to struggle. Although the Ravens defense is iffy. I think it'll be a high scoring game. I think the Ravens are going to pull this one out.
All right. This will be one of the better games.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really good game. And then following it up at 9 p.m., Chargers at Cardinals.
I mean, Monday this night. Is just the Chargers, right?
Is it?
Is it COD Kyler Murray time?
Oh, shit. I think you're right. I think actually you're right. I think when does Call of Duty 6 come out?
I think it's almost out if it's not already out.
Call of Duty release. Black Ops 6 releases October 25th.
So next week. So this is
we're a week ahead. Yeah. 4 days in advance. And he just got that Black Ops 6 deal as well. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid, but anyways.
Bro got the bag for memes.
No, literally. All right. And then rounding us out for our picks this week, Patriots Jags in London, the Sunday morning game in the NFL Network. It's the Patriots.
The Patriots.
I think Trevor Lawrence looks absolutely terrible.
He looks really bad, just as bad as you do right now.
Oh, dude, I'm dying. I'm so sorry for all of you watching on YouTube. I'm just dead.
He's like slumping in his chair. He's rubbing his eyes.
I can't even like keep myself up.
We're getting there. We're getting there. It's pretty entertaining to watch. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, I'm glad my pain brings you joy.
Thank you. You're welcome. And then the Bears are on a bye.
I got the bye week to win.
Yeah, I also have the bye week to win. So there you go. Quick little check-in. Thursdays, I'm up on you, 2-4, you're 1-5. Sundays, you have me beat, I'm 4-2, you're 5-1. Mondays, you also have me beat, I'm 6-2, you're 7-1. So, 2 out of 3, you're beating me. Let's hope Thursday magic, you know, I keep it up.
Yeah, no kidding. Thursdays are carrying you, keeping this close.
No kidding. we're also just terrible on Thursday nights. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's not good. We're getting our wins because we're staggering our choices.
Yeah, no kidding.
But shifting over to some basketball, little WNBA check-in. Liberty and Lynx, New York Liberty, are leading the series 2-1. Friday, October 18th, 2024, is game 4.
At Minnesota.
Not a bad series. Not a bad series.
Nope.
I'm not disappointed at all. Like, great
could
to watch.
Definitely have been worse.
Yeah, great to watch. You know, could have been worse. It could already be over. You know?
Very, very true. All right, and then some regular men's side basketball. George has a bone bruise and a hyperextension in the knee. I don't know if you saw that picture. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I did see that. Paul George really just... Oof.
I think he's out indefinitely until they figure out, you know, that heals up or whatever.
The extent of it, yeah, for sure.
And then Leonard also out with knee inflammation, so a lot of knee injuries.
Not surprising. These guys are real big boys, you know? These guys have a lot of top weight running around on their legs, and it's bound to snap on them, I mean.
Right, no kidding. No kidding. All right, and then moving into my questionnaire time for basketball.
Oh boy, okay, lay it on me.
All right, so when the Celtics reach 2028,
okay,
White will be 33 years old, Holiday 37 years old, Tatum 30, mm-hmm. Brown 31, and Porzingis 32.
Okay.
Between now and then, how many championships they got?
In 4 years? I give them at minimum one more. At maximum, I think two more.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah. Porgy, Tingus Pingus, so coinly phrased when he was drafted in New York, Porzingis, Kristaps the Unicorn, he'll be retired. His career is so injury ridden. You know, he looks way older than he is. I think, you know, he should probably retire soon if he wants any sort of life post basketball. Mm-hmm. Brown, Tatum, they'll still be kicking well. Jrue Holiday, maybe not going to be there that long.
37's pretty old.
He might retire. He might go somewhere else. They might get traded.
Ain't no LeBron.
Derek White, he might stick around that long. I'm not sure. I couldn't say. You know, he might be another guy that gets moved on eventually if a younger guy comes up and is, like, comparable and cheaper. You know what I mean? Trader Brad, our lovable GM in Boston, he does a good job. He'll figure it out. I believe in Brad.
All right. And then my other question, we can just slightly touch on this.
Okay.
Does Bronny suck?
Yeah. Sucks a strong word. I think he's just not ready. He's not NBA ready.
But is he going to be ready with his dad there? And is LeBron going to play worse this year?
LeBron will be fine. Bronny is going to be a bench warmer. They're going to keep him on the bench to satisfy LeBron, and that's going to be it.
That's fair. All right. Moving in, finally, to hockey. We have an extension.
Okay.
It actually happened today.
I did see that. Yeah.
Jake Ottinger signs 8 times 8.25. There's another goalie with 8.25 AAV.
Good for him. Great signing. He deserves it. He's carried his team a long way last season. You know, I think he's well worth the money. They're my pick for the President Trophy winners. So good for them. Good for them. You know, well deserved.
All right. And then there's a decent amount of fun news here this week. Jake Allen records a win against Utah, making him the only goalie to have a win against 33 franchises.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. Gustafson got a goalie goal against my Blues, unfortunately. I'm super excited about that.
We can hear it in your voice.
But it's a goalie goal, so it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Cam Talbot is the second goalie in NHL history to record a shutout for 7 different teams. He has had that on Detroit, Edmonton, the Rangers, Minnesota, the Kings, Ottawa, and Calgary now.
What a journeyman.
No, literally. 7 teams and you've gotten a shutout on all the, while playing for all of those teams?
I mean, good for him. I mean, he's a pretty decent backup goaltender, so... I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. A little bit of unfortunate news. McGrory, Pittsburgh. I thought that he was going to last the whole season up on the main roster, on the NHL game day roster. He's back down to the AHL. You know, obviously he needed it. You did call it. Is what it is. You know, young guy, got to learn somewhere, got to learn somehow. So,
I mean, decent things shown from him, but obviously not good enough.
Not good enough.
They're trying to compete
mm-hmm.
this year, and they're doing well, so.
Yeah, so, you know, got to make moves somewhere, got to make moves somehow. Columbus Blue Jackets, injury news. Jenner out indefinitely post-shoulder surgery. GM is hoping for end-of-season return. It's rough. That sucks. That's a big, you know... I don't want to say they've already been hit a lot with you know, loss, but, you know, that's just another thing that they got to deal with now. I mean, thankfully they'll have him back by the end of the season. Hopefully. I mean, they're not going to be looking at a playoff push, but.
Nope. Yeah, it's just, I mean, Columbus it's unfortunate. Just taking blows left and right.
No kidding.
All right. Time for the segment for hockey.
Okay.
Did you see, and I want your opinions.
Okay.
The John Tavares news.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't.
He came out that he is afraid of 5G. And he owns an amulet that he claims has healing properties.
No wonder they took away the C.
This man was going off the deep end, and they were like, nah, now's the time.
What the heck? You know, not only that, but finding out that Connor McDavid is afraid of ketchup, I just...
There's some weird things coming out this year.
What's going on with hockey players? What's up with hockey players, man?
All right, and then the 2023-24 regular season champions banner is something that you would see hanging from the rafters in MSG.
It's worthless. It's pointless.
Regular season champions.
Pointless. What a pointless.
It means nothing.
Participation trophy.
If anything, put President's Trophy winner.
Yeah.
Right? At least, you know, mention the trophy.
Mm-hmm. Regular season champions banner. Get over yourselves. Get over yourselves. Jesus Christ.
Now Shesterkin can walk into negotiations and be like, hey, you put up that I was a champion up there, so
yeah, no kidding.
My $12.5 million.
Don't worry, we'll be getting to that.
Yeah, no kidding. And then the final note for hockey: the Lady Byng Trophy has been petitioned to be renamed as the excuse me, Gaudreau Memorial Trophy. Mm-hmm. It also turns 100 next year, which is pretty cool. And then, speaking of Gaudreau, did you see Columbus's tribute?
Donkey tail.
Yeah, that
donkey of the game.
It was something.
Yeah. But right. The on the ice one too. Yeah.
Yeah, the on the ice one, and then the
donkey.
They had the video.
Yep.
And then that. And then they also put his number and name up into the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw this part, but did you see that the Panthers, every player brought purple Gatorade and a pack of Skittles to the game because that was Johnny's favorite snack. And that was Tkachuk's idea.
God damn it, bro.
And honestly, really big respect to the Panthers for letting that first 13 seconds
run off
play like that. It's
such, it's so sad. It still hurts me, I'm not gonna lie.
It does. I'm literally fighting back tears.
God damn, bro.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's gonna be a hard season.
Moving in to our on a heater hot takes of the week.
It's time. Oh, it's time. I'm gonna bring up our spirits a little bit here. So I wanna talk about NHL goalies. I wanna talk about the NHL goalie market. You know, we were just talking about the NHL. We're gonna continue to talk about the NHL. It sucks. It's terrible. It's awful. The cap is stupid. I don't like caps. I mean, I like caps in practice. I just don't like how most of them work. I just think they work idiotically. But namely, I want to talk about Igor Shesterkin. You had just mentioned him. He should have just taken the $88 million. Should have just taken it. He was offered a very good deal. What was it? 8 years, $11 million. You know, that's a really, really, really high-end deal. And I'm going to say with my fucking chest, he's not worth resetting the market. He hasn't done much to prove, other than, you know, obviously a Vezina and carrying his team to a President's Trophy. Congratulations. Other goalies have done that too, and they haven't reset the market. Get over yourself, Shesterkin. Win a Stanley Cup, and then tell me you're going to make $12.5 million a year.
Right.
Grow pair of balls, sign the $88 million contract, be happy with your life. You don't need more than that anyway. Like, what are we doing?
No kidding. Not to mention that if he goes for $12+ million, the Rangers are going to be in an absolute bind.
They're going to be stuck. They're going to have to start trading people away. So yeah. If they're going to trade anybody away, see you later, Shesterkin.
No kidding. All right. That moves me into my hot take of the week. Let's take a minute to talk about pro sports salaries. Why do football and baseball, and I would even argue to an extent basketball players, make so much more than hockey players? Hockey is a much more physical sport than all of those. Not to mention they're playing 82 games, and if they make the playoffs, they have to win 16 more games through 4 rounds to win the cup. It's the hardest sport to play mentally and physically. Why do they get paid the least amount?
Because it's not as popular. It's the least popular of the four major sports, and that's the unfortunate truth, is that hockey is playing from behind against football, against baseball, against basketball. Even baseball is way above, you know, some of the other sports. I mean, and you can even lump soccer into here. You could dump golf into here. I mean, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, those guys are making insane money to run around a soccer field. You know, And even if you want to talk about like basketball, you know, LeBron James makes crazy money, Giannis makes crazy money, but it's really just about popularity. It's a popularity contest. And unfortunately, as much as we both love hockey, it's just not as popular of a sport.
In the US.
In the US, yes. In Canada is wildly popular.
Yes.
But the US dominates, you know, the market on sports, and even around the world, you know, basketball is so wildly popular. Even if, you know, hockey is popular in other countries, basketball, baseball, even in most, you know, Southern American and, you know, even Japan, baseball is massive. You know what I mean? So, and then the rest of the world's got, you know, soccer. So, as way more popular as well. So, take that as you will. Hockey is an uphill battle. They are making a dent now. They are catching up.
Yes, now that the cap's finally going up again.
Yeah.
I will be honest. I think it's stupid. I think hockey players should be probably the highest paid out of the four major sports.
Should, yeah.
And hopefully, I mean, popularity has definitely been going up. Ratings have been going up. They're getting deals with different streaming companies, blah, blah, blah. So hopefully that continues to trend and they overtake some of these other sports.
It's going to take a while. You know, we're not going to see, what was it? What is it? Like a career earnings of like $500 million on like Steph Curry or something like that. We're not going to see that for a while from hockey, unfortunately. Like Connor McDavid's never going to be signing like a $200 million contract or something like that. But he might get close eventually. Maybe towards the end of his career.
Yeah, no kidding. But that brings us to our DraftKings sports bets
of the week.
What you got?
So my first one of the week, I have division leaders plus 1597. 1597, 1597. Take that as you will. Washington to win versus Carolina, Kansas City to win versus San Francisco, Houston to win versus Green Bay, Atlanta to win versus Seattle, and then Minnesota to win versus Detroit.
Some spicy ones in there.
Some spicy ones for sure. I think the hardest ones in there is probably going to be Atlanta and Minnesota. I have faith in Houston, and I think Washington's going to walk away with this one. Kansas City is also, I think, just going to beat up on San Francisco.
Well, the refs wear the same color jersey, so.
That's true. It'll probably be close with that game, regardless. So, yeah, put down a nice spicy little five bet plus an SGP boost on there. So, nice little bonus bet. And then my second one for the week, I put down on the Pats money line plus 190. To win over Jacksonville in London. I think this is a crime that the Patriots are the underdogs, but I don't care. I like it.
Yeah, especially since when Jacksonville loses, they have to stay in London forever.
No kidding.
all right, this week I got Red Zone Magic plus 1305. Montgomery touchdown, Jefferson touchdown, Barkley touchdown, Chase touchdown, Walker the third touchdown. I mean, these guys have been consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent. So, and then my second one, I actually have a W. I'm going to have Sabrina Ionescu. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that. To score 20 plus versus the Lynx on Friday, and that's a plus 145.
That's not a bad one. I like that.
But I think that's going to about do it from us today. Hope everyone enjoyed and I wasn't too unbearable with my sickness.
Yeah, so be sure, you know, check us out, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, you know, wherever you watch, listen to your podcasts, wherever you might watch, you know, TikToks, YouTube Shorts. We'll get back into it. I have a little bit of time this upcoming weekend. I'll try to pump out some more of those. So be sure to check it out, you know, like, comment, subscribe where applicable.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, we're done rambling, so be free.